very destructive. Human wisdom is what is killing. I will come back to this. When you know everything. Have you met some people that they know everything? Oh, they are all known. They have answers to everything. Oh, they can explain everything. I didn't know you talk, my sister. Human wisdom. Before you say one, they say ten. And they will tell you the reason why A, B, C is equal to D. Human wisdom. They justify their every position they take. They justify it. There is no room for anyone to come in. Human wisdom. The Bible says, woe unto them. Now, quickly, please, church, just give me James 3. James 3. Let's read this one and then we'll pray. James 3. This is going to be awesome. Please don't miss this series on wisdom. Right? And I'm begging the media people, when we finish today, we need to agree on how we're going to be putting this out there. Out there for people. We must do this. This year, something good is going to happen to you. I said something good will happen to you. In James chapter 3. James 3. Praise God. I said praise God. Listen to the word of God. The Bible says in James 3 from verse 13. This is, he said, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done. Can you see that? That his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. Somebody say amen to that. You need to go back home and study this. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart, if it's all about you, yeah, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom, that's one way of wisdom. Oh, please, church, you know. If you have bitter envy and strife in your heart, don't boast about this and don't lie against the truth. He said, this wisdom, it's a wisdom as well, but he said that this wisdom is not from above, but it's where? Earthly. It's what is sensual, is devilish. Number 16. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. Somebody say pure. Then it's peaceable. So it doesn't matter. Yes, they hurt you. They cheated you. Yes, they didn't do whatever. But in the midst of that, you can still have peace. You can still maintain peace. That is wisdom that is from above. The other wisdom is going to be strife and hunger and bitterness. And then it's peaceable. And then it's what? It's gentle. Is that the wisdom that we see in our generation? Are we here? Are we together? It's gentle and it's easy to be. And do you know what it means that it's easy to be entreated? When they say it's enough, oh, it's, the person backs up. Without partiality and without what? Hypocrisy. You say one thing, you meant something else. You act one way, but you are not what you are every time. And the Bible says that, verse 18, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in praise of them that make peace. Now, where are we? I'm going to stop here because of time. In that verse of the scripture, you will see demonic wisdom, and then you will see godly wisdom. So we have seen three dimensions of wisdom, or three types. The human wisdom, when we are wise in our own eyes. We have seen demonic wisdom, when it's the devil that is behind the scene. And we have seen the third type, verse 17, you can go back to that. The third type of wisdom. This is why, even though wisdom is crying, but there are other wisdoms that are crying as well. So people will take, they prefer the wisdom of themselves, wisdom according to human being, or better still, they give themselves to demonic wisdom to take over. And they ignore the voice of the wisdom of God that is crying. Day and night